Okay, Adam, cleaner lifestyle program kicked off a week ago. It's a month long. I know I, for one, are getting involved and I thankfully managed to lose a couple of pounds doing it. Tell us about the idea behind it.
I like to just pull people back on track after the summer. I think summer is a time to sort of let routine go when the kids are out of school and just to refresh a little bit. But come September, it's like my January for clients, because we got a good long run, unbroken run from September to Christmas, which is 4 months. So most of my clients would gain their best results in that time because there's no distractions. So now's the time, week one.
I actually have found that myself. Sort of like, okay, kids are back to school now, back to normality, time to get back. And the thing about that is, the easy thing is you can start getting yourself in routines, and routine is king when it comes to something like this, isn't it? Routine and preparation.
Yeah, every human thrives on routine, whether they like it or not. You know, from having a baby and getting that, they need routine, child, in order to function properly. So do adults. Mm. So routine works, yeah.
So far, what stage are we at now then in the process?
Yeah, I mentioned week one. Week one is actually just completed. It's Monday today, so we are start of week two. Last week was just cutting back on what I feel are sort of reliances. Not, I wouldn't go so far as say addictions, but like reliances on sugary and starchy foods, alcohol, and sugars. So most people don't realize until they actually come off it how reliant they are on it. So it's just about cutting back on all those just for week one. Seems like a simple just set of instructions, but when people come to do it, it's
not that easy. I've just done it.
Yeah, it's more challenging. So this week, then week two, is about sort of fine tuning that, and then we're working on portion size this week, by just cutting down the portion size. Because the cravings will have lifted, it takes about 3 or 4 days to break those. It's more realistic this week then to look at portion size as the next fine-tuning step.
Because it's not hunger, it's the cravings in the first week, isn't it?
Yeah, the cravings actually, because you're depriving yourself of something else, you tend to want to reward yourself with other things. So you do feel hungrier. This week it's more under control, so it's time to look at portion control and filling yourself up with foods that make you feel fuller for longer.
The old adage of little and often, is that correct?
Little and often is what I've always recommended, and it's sort of like fueling the fire, your metabolism. If you have a fire that's just smouldering, it's not burning much sort of calories or giving out much heat calories. So it's not very, I suppose it's efficient for a fire, but for the human, we want to burn off calories in most cases, unless we're in a survival situation, but most of us are not. No. We're trying to burn them off. So we want to get the fire stoked, and to stoke the fire, we need to poke it, which I call exercise or oxygenate it, and also to feed it regularly to keep the flames burning bright and hot and burning out quickly, essentially.
Okay, excellent. We'll chat to you again next week for week three.
Okay, Laura.